a major and influential think tank in Washington, D.C., has released its Index of Economic Freedom. It ranked 183 countries around the world, according to various indicators, to reveal the degree of economic freedom in these countries. Of course, we're interested where the Philippines is in this ranking. The Philippines ranked overall number 104. Now, we may wish to console ourselves with the thought that we are better than 79 nations. Not bad. Or we may choose to grumble over the fact that we are inferior to 103 countries, which is hard to swallow. Now, this ranking, by the way, is not the actual economic condition in actual revenues. We are higher than that. This ranking is about our potential to make it good through economic freedom, and that's very poor indeed. It reveals that our country is in a sorry mess in its economic system, calling for very decisive reforms. Ang bansa natin ay nangangailangan ng mga radikal na reforma sa ating ekonomiya, sapagkat anuman yung nakikita natin dala ng ating mga OFWs na dumarating pa ring revenue sa atin, yung mismong kakayahan natin na kumita ayon sa mga pamumuhunan ay hindi maganda, sapagkat wala yung kalayaan na hinahanap ng sino man na mamumuhunan. And so everybody is feeling the economic crisis, the crunch on our resources and income. And like I told you last week, even the Roman Catholic Church has admitted to reduced offerings despite the increased attendance in the past few months. And probably just like the rest, we feel the economic crunch. And during such times, it is only right that we prioritize our expenses. Tama lamang na maglagay tayo ng prioridad sa ating mga gastusin. Paano natin gagastusin yung ating mga pananalapi dahilan sa kakulangan? Ay isipin natin ang mga mahalagang bagay. Magandang bagay na isipin yung magandang bagay na pagplanuhan. Yan ang ginawa natin kanina. Pinagplanuhan natin ang ating pananalapi. Gawin mo yan sa iyong sariling pananalapi o sa pangpamilya. But the danger, however, is that for most people, the giving of offering in church is way down in priority. Pag sila ay lumikha na ng kanilang mga listahan ng prioridad, ay iniisip nila yung talagang mga unang gastusin, upa, pagka-edukasyon, mga pagkain, mga mahalagang bagay. At kadalasan sa listahan ay inilalagay sa pinakamababa o malapit sa pinakamababa ang may kinalaman sa mga pag-ambag, pagbibigay sa iglesia. And if you belong to that kind of mentality, I want you to reconsider. But I don't intend, as I've said last Sunday, I don't intend to stand here and make a plea like a salesman for more giving of money. My concern is of a more noble issue. And I want you to turn once more to Hebrews chapter 13. Muli ninyong buksan ninyong mga Biblia sa Hebreo. The same passage we read last week, but from another angle this time. Hebrews 13, 12 to 16. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Dito sa pagtatapos na ng may akda ng kanyang argumento dito sa kanyang sulat, and his main argument is the superiority of Jesus to Judaism. Because there were Jews who became Christians, and because of their suffering, were beginning to consider going back to Judaism. And the argument of the writer is, don't even consider it, because Jesus is better. Despite the suffering, kahit pa tayo ay naghihirap, kahit pa tayo ay inuusig, mas mainam pa rin ang Panginoong Jesucristo kumpara sa inyong iniwanan na pananampalatayang Judaismo. Yan ang kanyang argumento. At isang pinatunayan niyang nakahigit na mainam ay sa katotohanan ang sakripisyo ni Jesucristo ay higit kaysa patuloy pang mga sakripisyo at hain ng mga pari sa templo ng Jerusalem. So the once for all sacrifice of Jesus is far, far superior to the daily sacrifices of the priestly offerings in the temple day by day. Now, because the sacrifice of Christ offered once for all is superior, now the inference from that is the superiority of worship. Mas mainam ang uri ng pagsamba ng Kristiyanong pananampalataya kaysa ng mga Hudyo. Kaya nga ang paanyaya dito ng may akda ay, let us continually offer the sacrifices of praise to God. Just as those Jews continue to offer animal sacrifices in the temple, yet no more sense as far as forgiveness is concerned, the writer is saying, we have our own sacrifices to offer. But because of the once for all sacrifice of Christ, our offer of sacrifices is no longer that of animal sacrifices. Our offering now is the offering of the fruit of our lips, yung bunga ng ating mga labi sa pagpuri sa Panginoon. Alam niyo bang nung tayo umaawit at pinupuri natin ang Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng pag-awit, ito ay pumapainlan lang sa Panginoon na isang mabangong samyo tulad ng isang handog na susunugin. But we don't need to light any fire anymore in order to have these sacrifices by our lips, by our praises. We are worshiping God in a true sacrifice that is acceptable. But now the writer adds something that he hints is vulnerable to neglect. Kung tayo ay naghahandog sa kanya ng mga bunga ng ating mga labi, mga papuri, magandang bagay yan, ngunit paalala niya, huwag ninyong kalimutan. At may sinasabi siya rito, maaring nalilimutan na ito rin ay bahagi ng ating panambahan. At ito yung sinabi niyang, to do good and to share. Now, as I explained last week, it may be acceptable to conceive of this as applying to all good deeds and all acts of sharing with others. Pwedeng tinutukoy niya rito lahat ng mabuting gawa, lahat ng pakikibahagi ay tinatanggap ng Panginoon. Pero sa konteksto, sa aking palagay ay maliwanag that in the context, it applies to the church in worship. What immediately follows in verse 17 is about the ministry of the word that you are to submit. And that tells us about preaching. So in that context, you have coming to Christ, preaching of the word, and the idea clearly to me is the act of the church in worship. And it is in that context, the church worshiping, that the writer says, do not forget and do not neglect to do good and to share. And I'm convinced that this has to do with the offering of our substance. And last week, we looked at this from the perspective of worship. The offering of our substance is a true act of worship of God through Christ. Yung paghahandog ng ating pananalapi, ng ating yaman, ay tunay na gawa ng pagsamba sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Jesucristo. Huwag nating kalimutan yun. Na pag tayo nagbibigay ng offering, don't imagine that it's only in order that we may sustain the ministries of the church, that we may have something to pay the minister with, and etc. No, the writer says, do not forget, do not neglect, that through that, you are worshiping God. Kayo sumasamba sa Diyos. Kaya nga sa aking pagdidiin dito, hindi natin idinidiin yung maya't maya, pinagpupukpukan, yung offering, yung mga bagay na ito, sapagkat ang gusto natin ay yung sumamba sila. At kung sila'y sumasamba sa Diyos ng angkop, wala tayong poproblemahin sa paghahandog ng kanilang mga pananalapi. So the offering of substance is an act of worship, but I want now to focus on a word that the author used. For he says, to do good and to share. Now that word share is the verb form of fellowship. Itong salitang makibahagi ay ito yung salita ring pakikipag-ugnayan, pero yung salitang aksyon, salitang pagkilos. And so, aside from looking at our offering as worship, my message now is this. The offering of our substance is an act of fellowship with brethren in the Lord. Ang paghahandog ng ating yaman ay gawa ng pakikiugnayan, pakikisama sa kapatiran sa Panginoon. Again, I'm not going to stand this year pleading with you for more giving. I'm not going to appeal to you like a salesman. My role is that of a pastor who will plead with you to be worshipful as part and part of that worship is that of giving. But now, in addition to being worshipful in your giving, which should be primary, there is the matter of fellowship. Now, like I said, we tend to think of fellowship as having an activity together. Like next Lord's Day, we will have our lunch fellowship. And we think of fellowship as activity together by the brethren. And it is that, but it is more than that. And the idea of many is that once the togetherness ends and we go our own way, the fellowship has ended. The fellowship has concluded. Well, not so. Huwag natin isipin na yung fellowship ay kapag tayo nagkakasama-sama at may aktibidad tayong parehong sama-sama natin ginagawa, yun ang fellowship. Pagtapos na yun, wala nang fellowship. Hindi ganun ang pagtuturo ng salita ng Diyos. Dito sa ating ibinibigay, sinabi rito ng may akda, it is sharing. Through what we give as offering, the fellowship extends beyond our personal togetherness. Yung pagkikipag-ugnayan ay lumalampas sa doon sa pagkakasama-sama. Fellowship pa rin yun, nakikibahagi pa rin tayo. And so think of your offering, therefore, as itself a substance of fellowship. That through your offering, you are being with the brethren. Maybe not physically, but still you are being together with the brethren. Sa pamamagitan ng iyong mga handog, ay nakikipag-ugnayan ka pa rin sa kapatiran, maaring hindi ka physical na kasama, subalit patuloy na nakikipag-ugnayan sa mga mananampalataya sa pamamagitan ng ating handog. In what way? How so? How do we have continuing fellowship through our offering with the brethren? Well, in two aspects. First, fellowship in ministries, and secondly, fellowship in necessities. So sa dalawang bagay tayo may fellowship, pakikipag-ugnayan sa pamamagitan ng ating offering, fellowship in ministries, and then fellowship in necessities. Mayroon tayong pakikipag-ugnayan sa ministeryo, sa paglilingkod, at meron tayong pakikipag-ugnayan sa mga pangangailangan. So first of all then, let's look at our fellowship through the offering in ministries. Our passage, in fact, is bracketed by two exhortations relating particularly to the ministry of the word. Look at verse 7 of our chapter, Hebrews 13:7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. And then, what follows our text, verse 17, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. So in both cases, our passage is bracketed by a concern for the ministry of the word. But the ministry of the word is just the central focus of all other ministries in the church. And my point is that the ministries in the church are sustained by the saints sharing in the burdens of those ministries. Yung mga ministeryo ng iglesia, sinusustentuhan natin na sa pamamagitan ng pakikibahagi natin sa isa't isa. Pagsasama-sama. At kasama riyan yung ating paghahandog. Apostle Paul perhaps has the most theological contribution to this point. Remember our series in Philippians? The whole letter to the Philippians, in fact, was a thanksgiving letter because the Philippian church sent Epaphroditus in order to give him a gift offering. And how did Paul take this gift offering? Well, by way of review, listen to him in Philippians 4, 14 and 15. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. And there's his word translated in our ESV as entering into partnership. Yung kanilang pagbibigay ng kanilang kaloob kay para sa paggamit ni Apostol Pablo ay tinanggap ni Pablo na pakikipagtambalan sa kanya, sa kanyang mga paghihirap, sa kanyang ministeryo. Now, among the Philippians, only Epaphroditus was physically present with Paul. As he was in prison, most likely in Caesarea, only Epaphroditus was with him, and yet Paul counted the gift of the church as fellowship, as partnership. Yung kaloob ng iglesia, bagamat sila mismo sa personal ay hindi nakarating sa talagang kalagayan ni Pablo, yung pagkakaloob nila para sa kanyang pangangailangan ay itinuring ni Pablo na fellowship. Even in their absence, Paul felt and enjoyed the reality of their fellowship because of their offering. So that's something that we need to refresh. We are fellowshipping with one another through our offering in the ministries. Pag inisip natin sa ministries, we fellowship together through sharing our talents. Ano yung mga talento mo ay ibahagi mo, bahagi yan ng fellowship natin sa ministries. Kapag hindi natin ibinibigay yung ating gift talents for use, there would be less of our ministries because some talents and gifts are withheld. Well, the same is true with offering. We fellowship together in the ministries of the church through the offering of our substance. And when members give less than they could or they should, there would be less of the ministries than we could have had in optimum. Mas kaunti yung ating, mas kulang yung ating ministeryo kung hindi natin ibinibigay yung dapat nating ibigay. Ngunit sa bagay na ito, muli hindi natin binibilang, hindi natin kinikwenta kung anong ibinibigay ng bawat miyembro para kwentahin yung sukat ng kanyang bahagi sa ministeryo. Ang gusto kong isipin mo ay fellowship. It is your fellowship with the brethren. The fault, in other words, when there is less of giving, the fault is not a financial loss like in business. The fault is inadequacy of fellowship. So my challenge to all of us this year is give with a sense of your share in the ministries. Supremely, of course, that of the Word of God. Magbigay ka na may kamalayan ng bahagi ng pakikipag-ugnayan mo, ng pakikisama mo sa ministeryo, sa mga ministeryo ng iglesia, lalo't higit sa salita ng Diyos. Pakinggan nyo itong sinabi ni Juan in his third letter, 3 John, beginning verse 5, when he was appealing for the support of the brethren to the missionaries. This is how he put it. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, for they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like this, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. These are very honorable appeals. By giving, he says, you are treating them in a manner worthy of God. It is as if God himself made his visit to you, and now you support these brethren who are bringing the name to unbelievers. And besides that, his appeal is that we may be fellow workers for the truth. We are becoming workmates with those who minister through our sharing of our offering. Kaya ibig sabihin, hindi man sila sumama doon sa pinupuntahan ng mga misyoneryong ito, ngunit sa pamagitan ng ibinibigay ng kanilang mga handog, naging kamanggagawa sila. Sana minsan makarating ang ilan sa inyo sa Kalawag o maaaring hanggang Quezon pa marating ninyo at makita nyo ang gawain ng Panginoon. Ngunit kung sa probidensya ng Diyos hindi mangyari, isipin ninyo na kayo pa rin ay kamanggagawa sa pamamagitan ng ating ipinagkakaloob. Sa pamamagitan ng iyong ibinibigay. Now it would be a challenge to make a comparative assessment of your voluntary giving to other things. Your voluntary expenses, I mean. I mean, what do you buy just for fondness, not out of necessity? If you ask me, I'm a book buyer, sometimes impulsively. Minsan, pag nakakita ako ng magandang books, nawawala na yung pagkwenta ko ng aking pera at nagagastos ko. And it's an impulsive buying sometimes, but there are books that these books really help me, but I won't say that they are necessity. I can be without them. I am better, I hope, in knowledge because of them, but I can be without them. They are not a necessity. I buy out of fondness and, of course, the help that they provide. Now, how about you? What do you buy just for the fondness? What do you spend for leisure? What are your extraneous expenses? What could you let go, but instead you choose to spend for it? So, tingnan mo yung column na yan. Lagyan mo ng column. Ito yung mga ginagastos ko sa dahil hilig ko, o leisure, o pwede namang wala, pero sige na lang. At yan ang tingnan mo. Then, on the right column, how much do I spend or do I give to the cause of the Word of God? We will not do that in our church. We will not examine every member's financial details. But do that in your conscience, because you will answer that to God. Probably the most hated name in the world of finance today is Bernard Madoff. Kung narin niyo sa balita, he used to be the chairman of the Nasdaq stocks in America, but he defrauded people into investing in him, and it is estimated, the latest estimate is that he netted, listen to this, $50 billion. $50 billion. And yet his clients are millionaires and billionaires. They just want more and more, fair or foul. And some organizations have closed down because of Madoff's fraud. But it is because these people just want more and more, even through foul means. Now, big losses. Where do our money go? And how much part of it goes to the Word and the ministry? Or think of it in another way. Because in our passage, Hebrews 13 verse 9, do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings. There's a concern for the spread of false teachings. And you know what? There seems to be wealth in error. Parang may yaman sa kamalian, hindi ba? After every office hours, I do my unwinding. I walk around Cubao, and I see the reality of this sad tragedy. There is a group. There is a group in Cubao. They call themselves Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, UCKG. They used to meet in an abandoned movie house, a ramshackle building, just a few years ago. In a matter of 4 or 5 years, they now have a posh building right there in Gateway Mall, almost one-fourth of the whole mall. And their message is deliverance from sickness, deliverance from problems. One of their sources of income is selling healing oil. And now they're wealthy. There's wealth in error. And I cannot help but ask, compare to the truth. What do we have? Not healing oils. Listen to this. I'm just getting my passages from the same chapter, chapter 13, 20 and 21. What is it that we offer men? May the God of peace who brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is what we have. The glory of Jesus Christ. That's a healing oil is nothing. And yet people are more ready, more willing to give to a healing oil than they would to the cause of Christ. Hindi maganda ang pagkakahambing. Yet, hamunin natin yung ating sarili. Tayo ay nasa ministeryo ng kaluwalhatian ni Jesu Kristo. Anong ibinibigay natin dito bilang bahagi natin sa ministeryo? It's a fellowship in ministries. And then secondly, it is fellowship in necessities. Ito ay ugnayan, pakikipag-ugnayan sa pangangailangan. Let me say this, cases of need and emergency are a test on the state of fellowship in the church. Yung mga pagkakataon na may pangangailangan, may crisis, may emergency, ito'y pagsubok sa hindi sa pananalapi ng iglesia, kundi sa fellowship ng iglesia. In this passage in chapter 13, there are two exhortations that are relevant to this issue of fellowship in needs. Let me give you one. The first is 13:1 and following. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. You see, meeting the needs of the saints is not primarily a matter of financial abundance. We don't need to be a millionaire church. The real test is what kind of fellowship exists in the church. Anong uri ng fellowship mayroon tayo kapag dumating ang ganitong pangangailangan? It is a test of love. That's why let brotherly love continue. And how is love to be exercised? Here, love is described in its ability to feel with those who are in need. Kaya sabi niya, to the prisoners like in prison with them. To those who are mistreated, remember that you also have a body that may be mistreated. In other words, feel with those who have needs. This kind of love fellowship will mean that we will have to cultivate a sensitivity to others' needs, less of ours. I would not want you to be unconscious of your needs. We all are conscious of our needs. And we need to be. We need to plan for them. My appeal is that let us in love be more sensitive to the needs of others. And yet, we are taught exactly the opposite. Yung kabaligtaran ng itinuturo sa atin. Siguro pinalaki tayo sa pamilya na sinasabing isipin mo muna ang kailangan mo, huwag kang makialam sa iba. And certainly media is teaching us that kind of selfishness. Our selfishness is fierce when it comes to our needs first before those of others. And you know what? That selfishness will often be reflected in the offering. Yung ganung pagka makasarili na unang iniisip lang ang pangangailangan, halos walang puwang sa pangangailangan ng iba, ay masasalamin sa ating pagkakaloob, sa ating paghahandog. Yet hamunin natin ang sarili rito, is there love that feels the needs of others? There ought to be more of Christ-likeness in us, in the way we give. Remember Paul's exhortation, let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And what happened was that he gave himself. In 2 Corinthians 8, for your sakes he became poor. It's the act of the grace of God. So I'm talking to anyone here who still doesn't know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, not in terms of financial blessings, but of that greater wealth of salvation in Christ. That's the challenge here. Let brotherly love continue. And let me end with the challenge of the second exhortation. It is in 13:5-6. Keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? So the writer brings them back to the faithfulness of God. And because of his faithfulness that he has not abandoned you, do not be miserly to those in need. Hindi ka pinabayaan ng Diyos, ngayon huwag ka namang maging maramot doon sa mga nangangailangan. At upang huwag kang maging maramot, ay kung isipin natin ang biyaya ng Diyos, anong dapat ang bunga niyan? There should be less love of money. In fact, the exhortation is, be free from the love of money. When we think of what God has done for us, yun dapat ang effect sa atin. Now we can give away because of what God has done for us. If you are reading mga international publications ngayon, Jet Li, you know, the Chinese actor, the kung fu artist, is very much in the media these days, cover story of Time Magazine, Reader's Digest, also cover story this month, and he was chosen as the Asian of the Year. And the reason is because of his foundation that has helped many in Asia. But the turning point, according to Jet Li's confession, was that tsunami of December 26, 2004. He found himself right there. Yung tubig raw ay nahanggang leeg na niya, hawak-hawak niya yung kanyang isang anak, at yung isa pa niyang anak ay naanod ng tubig. Sumisigaw siya ng saklolo, eto siya, kung fu artist, hindi siya matalo pag pelikula. Pero eto, sumisigaw siya ng saklolo sa mga tao. And nailigtas naman yung kanyang mga anak. Pero yun ang nagbukas raw ng kanyang mata. At nakita niya na ano bang saysay nito mga milyon-milyon niyang kinikita na hindi naman nagagamit para sa mga nangangailangan. Nakita niyang sarili daw niya na bagamat siya ay bantog, mayaman, ngunit sa harap ng ganong peligro, katulad lang siya ng iba na hihingi ng tulong. Now, that experience of rescue from sure death has changed his perspective on money. If that is going to happen to someone like that, I refuse to believe that one can be made generous by his rescue from the tsunami, but not from sin. If our rescue is from sin and from eternal hell, wouldn't that be more of an eye-opening to what money is all about? Not to hoard, not to spend all your life on accumulation of resources. It is time to make an honest self-examination. Am I free from love of money? If you are to be honest, it's not hard to discover. It will be revealed by obvious indicators. Your thoughts, your worries, your complaints, your quarrels, and may I add, your offering. We wouldn't count that, but it is between you and God. I remember this encounter between a Christian giver and an IRS collector. IRS is the equivalent of BIR sa America. Ito sa America, talagang sinusuri yung mga taxpayers. And this IRS collector, who happens to be a member of a church as well, saw this taxpayer within his jurisdiction who had a very big money put under the category of donation, therefore non-taxable. And so he visited him and asked him what this donation is all about, why it's so big. And then the taxpayer revealed, I'm a Christian, I'm a member of a church, and I'm paying this as my tithes and offering regularly. And then the taxpayer asked the collector, in fact, I want to invite you to my church. And the tax collector said, well, I have my own church. And the taxpayer said, it never occurred to me. Well, the tax collector thought about it, and the following Sunday, as he was giving his mere dollar into the offering bag, the words of the taxpayer suddenly he recalled, it didn't occur to me. In other words, why would you question my giving of that big amount? And that reminded this tax collector, that's why it never occurred to him that I'm a member of a church, because I would question that big giving. So ask yourself, if you were in that position, would it occur to someone who gives that you also are a giver? There is every reason to give, not in terms of amount, but then you ask yourself, when you give, is this what your fellowship in ministries? Is this what your fellowship in necessities? All that is reflected when you give. Let's close in prayer. Nagpapasalamat kami muli, Panginoon, sa paalala, sa pamagitan ng aming mga pagkakaloob at handog, kami ay nakikipag-ugnayan sa kapatiran. Hindi kailangan na ang physical naming presensya ay naroon, subalit sa pamagitan ng aming ipinagkaloob ay nakakabahagi kami sa ministeryo, nakakabahagi kami sa mga pangangailangan ng aming mga kapatiran. Kaya tulungan mo kami na tunay ngang iangkop ang aming diwa sa aming pagbibigay. Help us, Lord, to think of that greater giving of the Lord Jesus Christ, that indeed we can never outgive Him because of His abundance of grace. And with a thought of that abundance of grace, teach us to give with a consciousness that we are part of the ministries of the church. We are not just sharing our talents, but through our gifts, we are sharing our substance that we may have fellowship in the work of the ministry, and in particular in the ministry of the Word. Indeed, may we even dare to compare what or how much we are giving and spending on matters that we may not really be that much of a necessity, and compare what we give to the cause of the Word of God. And may we resolve that our giving would be that of being fellow workers in the ministry of the Word, in the ministries of the church. Help us also, Lord, to give with a consciousness of our fellowship in the necessities of the saints. And this is a matter of love, for your word exhorts us that let brotherly love continue, and that we are to be sympathetic to those who are in need. And for that to be, you are challenging us to be free from the love of money. And if we examine ourselves, we would confess to you the struggle with our needs and the need for money. And oftentimes to the point that we forget the needs of others because we are so occupied with our need. But you have rescued us from sin. You have rescued us from an eternity of separation from you. And that rescue should overturn our hearts to see the more important things. And it should affect even our attachment to our money. And it will be reflected even in our offering. And so grant, O Lord, that our giving this year will be both an act of worship to you through the Lord Jesus Christ, and an act of fellowship with the brethren of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.